Voice of the Bay, 101.7, the new Bay FM, 930, 49 rainy degrees right now. Josh Slater here on your new Bay FM morning show, and the weather matters a lot to boaters. That's why you'll hear marine weather forecasts every morning on 101.7. Wow. Your weather voice of the Bay is 101.7, the new Bay FM.
We have certainly
Jefferson
heard worse.
Starship, yes. On 101.7, the new Bay FM, 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. 47 degrees right now. It's like sunny and cooler today. Oh. Highs around 64 degrees.
No, you know what? He sucks. But we're going to help him out today.
Mm-hmm. We're good. That's nice.
You get the Shannon tapes back out.
Yeah.
Give the guy a call.
And play an example of what he should be striving for.
You
can learn from
it. As opposed to what he's doing there.
Especially if you're going to have a caller call your show, mention who's on the line.
Okay, let me see if we can get seven and three.
Hello.
This is Scott Shannon.
See you at Del Taco.
Hey, Rob, would you pick up line six, please?
Yeah. Who is Jimmy?
See if Jimmy Slater's ready.
Hello?
And play the example that everybody should follow. Is this our waiting on the line?
Uh-huh. We're still waiting for Rob to at least get what? At least his voice. How long is his message?
Going.
Is he still talking?
Wow. He likes to talk.
And
it's about to beep.
Okay. Put him on hold. Okay. Put him on hold. We'll leave
hold
him
on
message.
For a message. Please.
Here we go. Okay. Hello, what's the guy's name?
James. We're recording.
Jimmy. Don and Mike here.
Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
Listen to this.
Pursuit Department, who's on the line?
Yes, this.
That's today's lesson.
Yes. Listen and carefully. Play this message back again and again and again.
Listen to the way that this disc jockey says line.
Absolutely.
Pirate Radio Lyrical Pursuit Department, who's on the line?
Eric's this.
Where are you from, Eric?
Do you need to hear that one more time?
One more time. I think he does. Listen, Jimmy.
Pirate Radio Lyrical Pursuit Department, who's on the line?
Eric Smith.
Where are you from, Eric?
L.A.
That's how it's done.
Now, if you're really a pro, not only do you do line, but
right.
When you say the guy's name, you got to do the same way.
Eric.
Who's on the line?
Line. It's really opera.
Let's hear it one more time. Thank Mike, great analogy.
Yes, it's like opera. You're an opera singer.
Go Pursuit Department, who's on the line?
Eric Smith.
Where are you from, Eric?
So you got today's lesson?
Eric.
B-flat. After hearing it five times, I finally figured out. He's saying Lyrical Pursuit Department.
Is that what it is?
I think that's his game.
Wow.
Let's hear that again. Hold on a second.
Radio Lyrical Pursuit Department, who's on the line?
Right. Eric Smith.
Where are you from, Eric?
You're right. Lyrical Pursuit
Department. Perhaps it's a variation on Trivial Pursuit.
Right. James Slater, we were just talking about radio. I was reminded when I trashed the lobby of a station, and we got, I remember I have your tape. So call us for some constructive criticism.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Line.
Lyrical Pursuit Department, who's on the line?
Shannon in the morning.
Shannon. El Diablo.
Bye-bye. Jerk faces out.
There we go. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line? Or you could do it like Dick Enberg.
Mm-hmm.
I've maintained this about Dick Enberg,
mm-hmm,
since I started watching sports.
Drives you crazy.
He is a great broadcaster. He truly is. But when he does football, if you notice that it will, if you notice this, it'll drive you crazy. Jets with the ball moving on the 3-yard. Loin. L-O-I-N,
loin.
As in loins.
Like from the fruit of my loin.
Right. Great pass down to the 7-yard. Loin.
It's the Enberg trademark.
They've got to get over the 1-yard loin.
There we go.
And do you think I'm retarded, speaking of football, for pre-ordering my Madden 2006 already?
No, it's what you love. It's
even
the thing, it's your passion.
It's not going to be out until August, and there's no guarantee that I'm going to get it in the mail any
right.
faster than if I had just gone to Best Buy and waited in August.
If you can't buy a Harley like me, you know, go ahead and get your
an Xbox.
Absolutely.
Thanks for emasculating me. Thanks.
Maybe you can buy a motorcycle
Thanks
game.
Thanks very much. A motorcycle game.
Maybe you can do that while I'm out on the open road on my hog.
Yeah, motorbike Mike.
Motorbike.
I could buy a
motorbike. Suddenly, you've put me on the streets of Rome.
Well, you're right.
My
Mike.
You've made it a scooter.
That's okay. You've emasculated me. You live to
I'm
do
sorry,
that.
I'm sorry. I did not mean
That's
to do
okay.
that.
That's okay because you're right. You got one. I don't. I can't buy one because I've still got all my money.
Oh. There you go. Thank you. Yes. Every time you drive by the bank, you say, yes, mine's still in there.
That's right.
Yes, sir. And you're right. I did finance the motorcycle. Thank you. Oh. I did. I did. Almost every penny of it. Yeah.
Hello.
You feel better now?
You bet.
Kicked your old buddy down. You took my gold records off the wall and smashed them and jumped on them.
Hey, you smashed mine. You had to point out that all you got is stupid video games. You got a great motorcycle.
Yeah, that's true. I've got that.
Because my wife won't let me buy a motorcycle.
I've got 750 pounds of horsepower between my legs. There we go.
I have 480 megabytes between my legs. Hello?
And soon to be joining me is Buzz. Yeah, sounds like he's motivated.
Buzz's going to buy a scooter, right?
Yeah.
Hello? You're not going to buy a real motorcycle.
No,
I'm
just
gonna buy...
it's a scooter.
A scooter?
Yeah.
Scooter.
Actually,
like...
it works. It has an engine. Sometimes you pedal, sometimes you use the engine.
The moped.
Hello?
Hello, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good. You remember KHI, Ocean City?
Sure, KHI. Yeah, right, 99 KHI, sure.
Back in the 80s, I became friends with late night DJs there. And we would go in the middle of the night and just party with him all night while he's playing. And they had on the wall the old game where you guess the amount, the exact amount, you win the money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, through the summer, we called one every week and wind up winning like $4,000 from the summer.
Because you were in there all the time.
They never knew.
They just put the secret amount on the wall.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty great phone call.
That's a little look
and
good
I used
right
to go,
there.
And I used to go hang out at that station in the suburb with the hitman. That's pretty funny.
Hey, McKay.
And how typical is it of a radio station to have a secret contest, but put the amount in
on the
big
wall.
Numbers on the wall.
So the DJ can see it.
And don't mess it up.
How great is that? The kid keeps going to the station and then wins the money.
$4,000.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Miracle Pursuit Department.
Hi there. Hello.
Hey, I just want to say, Don, you can buy a game to commemorate Mike's motorcycle purchase. It's called Road Rash.
Is that when you're putting the motorcycle down?
Yeah. And also, you know, I was looking at Robert's picture on the website.
Yes, he's handsome.
How in the hell can you... I would be scared to hell to pay Xbox Live with that guy. I can't believe his mouth.
That's why we're getting him new teeth, sir. That's why we're yanking his teeth, and a dentist will be fixing his teeth.
That is the major summertime project. Dennis used to be a DJ.
Thank you for calling Lyrical Pursuit Department.
He'll pull the teeth out and smash them.
Who's on the line?
Line. Lyrical Pursuit Department. Who's on the line?
Eric. We'll be right back.
Is the Don and Mike. WJK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why ain't you gonna press the flesh, Pappy? Do a little politicking?
I'll press your flesh, you dim-witted son bitch.
You don't tell your pappy how to cut the electorate. We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
Oh, yes. That's a powerful new force.
Mm-hmm. Take your leg, Junior. A guy your mammy died giving birth. Should have seen you, should have died of shame.
The Don and Mike
Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Yeah, well,
they're great. A big part of the Salt Lake City scene, the Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Did you hear me on the phone with my wife here?
I know you were having what seemed to be a pleasant conversation.
I don't get that woman. I really don't get
it. It sounded fine. What's wrong?
It's about the cat.
Oh, the cat she wants to get rid of?
The cat furball.
Yes.
She says that she took the cat to the vet today. Because she's concerned that the cat is just taking a squirt in her shoe room.
Okay. And she didn't take the cat to have the cat destroyed.
No. Although that certainly is on the option list. Because here's what she just told me.
I would think.
I've not discussed this with my wife. But... if what she wants to do it happens, I'm going to give the cat away on the air to a loving family.
Yeah.
Don't look at me in that tone of voice, Mike. No one that's going to like turn it into cat soup.
Okay, it was just
this is a sweet cat. She's been declawed.
Mm-hmm.
Named Furball. Yes,
I know it looks like it's pronounced cat soup, but it's called ketchup.
Thank you, boy.
Same color.
Thank you, boy.
Thank you, boy.
Thank you. Thank you, boy.
Back to your station, boy.
So she calls me up, and she says, I just took the cat to the vet, and the vet doesn't know why. You know, listen, of course I know it. Hey, you don't have to go to a vet. The cat's mad at you. This is what cats do.
That's, yeah, so, dogs wouldn't do the same thing. You know, dogs do the same thing. They poop in the house and chew things off.
So she says that what she's going to do is change the litter box, get a different litter box, mm-hmm. and this weekend, when we're out of town, when we go to the beach for mm-hmm. Memorial Day, that what we're going to do is just lock the cat in the laundry room for 3 days. Just put food and water in the laundry room, which is not a big room. There's a washer.
Yeah.
There's a dryer.
Well, it's a cat.
There's a sink. Yeah.
That's right. It doesn't
why
need
not
a lot of space, right?
Why not just lock the cat in a box in the basement? Why not just
is that an option?
Why not just dig a hole in the backyard?
Now, finally, we're seeing the light.
I can't stand that. That kills me.
Why don't you put the cat in the garage?
That kills me.
Cold.
Oh, come on.
Cold.
Are you kidding me?
Listen.
Are you kidding me?
The cat is...
Cold?
The cat... Oh, here's all you got to do. Shut the goddamn doors to the room full of shoes.
Right.
And the cat won't pee in the room full of shoes.
Right. You know, if you lock it in the laundry room for the 3-day weekend, when you come back, maybe all your laundry will be done.
Then you'll really want to...
Or maybe all of our laundry will smell like dead cat.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, dear. Listen, I'm just telling you that, I mean, now, granted, that was an option that I threw out there when Bart was young, when he wouldn't behave, when I said, might be a good idea to just leave him in the laundry room over the 3-day weekend.
Mm-hmm. Right. He would have found ways to amuse himself.
And he turned out okay. But I'm not going to let her do this. And I'm just putting you on advance notice.
Suggest the Chili Peppers option. Give it away now.
I think so. I think we might have to find a deserving family.
A good home.
Yes.
A loving home.
I'll take some woman. No. Shut up.
Don't give
someone
a
who's home. Got like 8,000 cats already. Oh, here she is. Here's Mother of the Year. Pet Lover of the Year. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can she hear me?
Hello?
Is that her? That's the hotline, right?
Yeah, she should be able to hear you.
Hello?
Hello?
Sounds like in the laundry room.
Crappy cell phone again.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there she is. Hey, what's up with your phone?
I don't know. I just called you. I can hear you. Why?
We couldn't hear you.
Oh, well, I just hear you now.
Okay.
But anyway, don't tell me I've been mean, because I've just spent a couple of $100 at the vet, and I just went to PetSmart to get the preferred cat litter. I got all the new things to make her cat box better than our master bathroom.
And if she doesn't, and if the cat doesn't come around like in 24 hours, your thought is we'll just leave and go to the beach and lock her in a little room for 3 days.
I'm telling you what the vet